First reading today is from the 29th chapter of the book of Jeremiah. To understand this reading, you have to know what exile is. Do you know what an exile is? It's when you've been taken from where you're meant to be, your homeland, and brought to a foreign country against your will. That's what happened to the sons of Israel. Now, it was in the providence of the Lord that they went there, but still they were exiled. As it says, they were exiled from Jerusalem to Babylon. And when they were in exile, Jeremiah was still in the land of Israel. And he sent a letter to them, which is the letter we're going to read. Now, these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah, the prophet, sent from Jerusalem to the remnant of the elders of the exile, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had exiled from Jerusalem to Babylon, saying, "Thus says Yehovah of armies, the God of Israel, to all those of the exile, whom I exiled from Jerusalem to Babylon, build you houses, and dwell in them. Plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Take you wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may give birth to sons and daughters, that you may be multiplied there and not be a few. And inquire after the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be exiled, and pray to Yehovah for her, for in her peace you shall have peace. For thus says Yehovah of armies, the God of Israel, let not your prophets who are among you and your diviners beguile you, and hearken not to the dreams which you have caused to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, says Yehovah. For thus says Yehovah, when at my mouth 70 years are fulfilled at Babylon, I will visit you, and raise up my good word on you, and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think upon you, says Yehovah, thoughts of peace and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." So you see, they were meant to think and know that the Lord was going to bring them back to the land of Israel, to give them a future and a hope after 70 years. And the reading, we have another reading about wondering about the future. And this is the reading from the Sermon on the Mount in the Gospel of Matthew, in the chapter 6. "Be not anxious for your soul, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body, what you will put on. Is not the soul more than food, and the body than clothing? Look to the birds of the heavens, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. And your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his stature? And why are you anxious about clothing? Learn of the lilies of the field, how they grow. They labor not, neither do they spin. But I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Be not therefore anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we be arrayed?' For all these things do the nations seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added to you." So in both of these readings, it talked about the future, what was going to happen, and whether or not we should be worried about it. And I think it's pretty clear from the readings that we don't need to worry about it, because the Lord will provide. And the heavenly doctrine in the divine providence tells us about why we don't know the future. It says, "A knowledge of future events is not granted to man for the reason that he may have the ability to act from freedom according to reason. For if it is known that anything that a man loves, he wills to possess in effect, and he leads him therefore by means of this reason, also that everything that a man contemplates in his reason is from love, for it to come into effect by means of his thought. It's reason's essential delight to see from love the effect in the thought, not after, but before the effect is reached. That is, not in the present, but in the future. This is the source of what is called hope, which increases and decreases in the reason as man sees or anticipates the event. The delight is made complete in the event and thereafter fades away with a thought belonging to it. Here end our readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.